Hello. So my name is Corinne, and I am going to be telling you a story. What a surprise, right? You clicked on this picture, and I don't know what you were expecting, but here I am. Okay, so my story takes place in Washington, D.C., in about 2014, 2015, so, you know, a couple years ago. And it takes place in many different locations around the area. So we're gonna start off by introducing our characters. So there was Claire, who is actually my older sister. At the time, I would say she was in maybe fifth grade. Catherine is my younger sister. She is involved in this story. She was probably around second grade-ish. Me, at the time, I was probably in fourth grade. Peyton, a close family friend, I would say she was same grade as me. And Brooklyn, probably second grade, the same age as Catherine. So, this story is going to be talking about our quote-unquote near-death experiences. So, I know that sounds really intense, but actually, it's not. These are kind of just, like, jokes, but it was a fun vacation. So this was our vacation together, and we went with our family, as I explained, me, my two sisters, and my parents, and met up with Peyton and Brooklyn, the sisters, and their dad in Washington, D.C. So these are our quote-unquote near-death experiences. So I'm going to start with Catherine. So it was probably 6 o'clock. And before that day, we were doing a lot of walking. And, like, because, you know, in D.C., if you don't, it takes a while to use a car to go somewhere. It's busy. So we did a lot of walking. So we decided that we were hungry and we wanted to go somewhere to eat. So we decided in Cheesecake Factory. Like, that's good. We can get some desserts. And everything's good. So we, like, walked past it a million times because we were so hungry and distracted that we couldn't find out where it was. And eventually we got in, got seated, and we chose our drinks and stuff. And then, if you know, at some restaurants, I would say not higher end, but, you know, like, not like a fast food restaurant. They give you either, like, salad or, like, breadsticks before. So everyone had forks placed out at their spot. And it was very crowded at that time because, as you know, D.C. is very, it's a busy place. And so, it was very busy in there, and also dinner time is going to be busy. And so we were all smooshed into this little table, and we were all reaching around, trying to get food and all that stuff, and just being crazy, as you would know, us kids. And all of a sudden, my mom's elbow hits the edge of a fork, and kind of like, if you imagine, like, in the cartoons when someone steps on a rake and it goes flinging, yeah, that's kind of what happened, except with a fork. So the fork flung across the table and ended up hitting my sister in the ankle. And her injuries were not severe at all, but it was still the thought that it could have gone really wrong, and I wouldn't say maybe could have not caused death, but in our eyes at that time, it was scary. And so that is Catherine's near-death experience. So basically, I'll just go into it a little bit in case you're confused. All of us kids had near-death experiences, if you will, along this trip, this week-long trip. So This is where the story's gonna go. Okay, so next, I am going to talk about Brooklyn. As I said, she was about second grade, so, you know, pretty young. And she is a very bubbly person. She has a crazy loud personality. She has a great imagination. Also, I wouldn't say she is the smartest when it comes to, like, school, but she's very smart and talented with her imagination. And so sometimes she doesn't think things through, if you know what I mean. I'm sure we all know someone like that. And so, again, we are walking downtown in D.C., and as you know, it's always busy, so they have to have parking garages. So we were walking on the sidewalk, like where we were supposed to, and all of a sudden Brooklyn goes running up ahead of us, and we are okay with that because obviously we can see her and we don't think anything's gonna happen. And then, like, there's people busy, and then it starts getting busy, and as you know, there's underground parking garages where the entrance and exit comes out above ground. And so Brooklyn was running past the entrance of a parking garage, and it came extremely close to a car, and I would say she was, like, super close from getting hit. And then we were all in shock, and we were, like, yelling, and then she got upset. And this didn't happen just once. This happened twice, roughly in the same area. So that is Brooklyn, Brooklyn's near-death experience story. Okay, now we are going to move on to my story. So we were over by the Orioles stadium, the Baltimore Orioles. And since, as you know, that's pretty close to Washington, D.C. And so we took the subway down there, and we got down there, and the stop was a little bit before the station. It was a little bit far away from the actual stadium, which at the stadium we were going to go take a tour. So that ended up being cool. But before that, so we had to walk a little ways, and so I was the leader of the pack because, me being who I am, I kind of like to take things into action. I like to control things, which can sometimes be a good thing, sometimes be a bad thing. I'm sure you know if you're like that yourself, or you know someone like that. And so when, obviously, if you've ever crossed the street, which I'm sure you have, you know that you have to press the crosswalk button. So I did that, and everyone was behind me, and so then I was waiting, and it had the walk signal. So obviously what I did, I started walking, and usually I always keep an eye out, double check my surroundings, because sometimes people do not obey the traffic rules. I'm sure if you are a driver, you know that. And so I was crossing the street, and all of a sudden some cars were pulled forward more and some were further back, and all of a sudden this car drove right in front of me, and I was, like, literally, like, inches away, and they honked at me, and I got so scared. And because they we're trying to pass through the red light, which obviously is not okay at all, and I almost ended up getting hit, and they didn't even wave me on, like, saying sorry or anything, and it was not a good experience. And as you know, downtown, or just anywhere, major cities, such as Baltimore, the drivers sometimes aren't the most cautious, and they just want to get where they want to get and will do whatever it takes, you know. So that was my quote-unquote near-death experience in Washington, D.C. Okay, now I'm going to move on to Peyton. So Peyton is the same age as me, so back then she was probably in fourth grade along with me. And she was she's a nice person. So every morning when we would plan our adventures in DC, we would wake up early because you know, we wanted to get the most out of our days and sometimes beat the rush. And so we woke up early, but the problem was where we were staying was in an apartment that only had one bathroom. And there was my family of five and their family of three. And so sometimes we weren't very efficient. And so all of us kids, we got up, got ready. We were good. And so we went downstairs to play some foosball, I want to say. And so we were playing foosball, and then we were waiting and waiting for Peyton and Brooklyn's dad, who is, his name is Jamie. And we were waiting and waiting because there was only one shower, and we were waiting for everyone else, and then eventually stuff, you know, kind of moved along a little bit. So then eventually we got in the elevator because we saw Jamie, and also the elevator's door started to close, and because we wanted to get going and he was running late. And so we were in the elevator, and then all of a sudden the door started closing, and Jamie was just walking to the elevator. And so Peyton puts her arm in between the doors to try and hold the doors open, if you know what I mean. But this apartment was rather old, and so was the elevator. So the doors had no sensor whether if there was something in the way of the doors. So Peyton's trying to hold the doors open, and the doors just keep closing. And then Jamie's yelling at her, like, Peyton, get your arm out of the door, and all this stuff. And we were confused why, like, it should stop. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, touching Peyton's arm, basically, and she rips her arm out from in between the doors. And then he just rides a different elevator than us. That's kind of, obviously, you probably guessed that. But we didn't know that this elevator was old and that it didn't have sensors. So basically, things could have gone really bad. Even though Peyton was just trying to do a nice thing, hold the elevator door for someone. Okay, so that was Peyton's experience that could have gotten way worse. Okay, now we are going to move on to Claire, my older sister. So at the time, I would say she was maybe fifth grade. And we were coming back from somewhere downtown. Actually, I believe it was on our way down there, and we had to ride the subway, and as you know, if you do not ride the subway frequently, it's kind of a struggle to figure out which train you need to get on, what time it's coming, you know, just navigate through all the people. So we were like all talking, having fun, and then we realized that we needed to get on this train that just came. And so we all get on, and then my mom, she's very, as most moms are, detailed and want to make sure things are right and things are planned. And so we all get on the subway, and then she double checks on her phone and obviously on the map on the subway, and she realizes that we're on the wrong train. And so the train was really busy, so all of us besides Claire get off the train, and Claire's just looking around, she has a very she's a quiet person and doesn't worry much, you know, one of those people. And so she wasn't paying attention, and she was also young at the time, and so she was not paying attention, and we all get off the train, and then we look around and say, where's Claire? And then we realize she's still on the train. So we start screaming and yelling and saying, Claire, get off. So she finally looks around, and as you know, the train doors will close even if there's something in the way. So Claire goes, runs, and gets her foot basically stuck in the train door. Luckily, pulls it out in time. But as you know, her foot could have gotten stuck in there, and she would have been dragged along the subway. So that was Claire's scary experience. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying that was our young, a couple years ago, our near-death experiences. And lots of things happen when you are young and you're with your friends. So luckily we all ended up being safe. No one was taken to the emergency room. Woohoo! I'm sure our parents are happy about that. We were all happy that we weren't having to take seek any medical attention, and it was a good time. Yeah, so that's, I'm just gonna wrap this up by saying just have fun, and you know, I hope you enjoyed this, and maybe I'll do something like this again. I think that's it. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.